the Shabbos Parsha Parsha Vayikra, but it's also Parsha Zohar, so I thought I'd say something about the Parsha Zohar. We know that a number of Rishonim are the assumption that the Kriya of Parsha Zohar constitutes the fulfillment of Mitzvah Sasemi Doraisa. Tosafot and Brachos in Daf Yud Gimel mentions that the Kriya talks about the Kriya Satorah and things have to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. It mentions Kriya Satorah. What do you mean? What Kriya Satorah? Kriya Satorah is only Drabbanan. So Tosafot says, not possibly referring to Kriya Satorah Parsha Zohar, that's Doraisa. The Rosh also in the seventh parak of Brachos has such, I think Simon Chof writes that in the sugya where Rabbi Lezman is, released his Eved, right? I'm sorry? Realized the plan was released his Eved, and for what purpose? Right? The violation of the Olam Bam Tavodu and so on. So the answer is because we need it for a minyan. What do you mean? It's only Drabbanan? The answer is for Kriya Sotar, for Parsha Zohar. So these were shown in Tosin the Rosh. Others assume that the Kriya of Parsha Zohar fulfills the Mitzvah Sasemi Daraisa. The Rambam never says such a thing, and therefore you look in the Shulchan Aruch in the Siman Tov Reish Pei Hei of Aruch Chaim, which is kind of the bridge between Hilchos Chanukah and Hilchos Purim. So it talks about the Arba Parshas. The Mechaber's Lashon is Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim that the Kriyas HaTorah Parshas Zohar is a Daraisa. Yesh Omrim because he's aware of the fact the Rambam doesn't mention such a thing, and many Rishonim don't, but on the other hand, he's aware of the fact that some Rishonim do. So Yesh Omrim that it's a Daraisa. And okay, that's what many people assume. I think in most of our shuls they make an announcement right before Parsha Zohar, which have in mind to fulfill the Kriyas HaTorah for the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. It doesn't say anywhere that it has to be the Shabbos before Purim. That for sure it doesn't say. There's no reason one shouldn't be able to be Yotze when you hear the Parsha of Kisetze. The three psukim of Parsha Zohar come from the end of the Sedra Kisetze, as we know. So we read those psukim always in the end of the summer, you know, before Rosh Hashanah, a couple weeks before Rosh Hashanah. So there's no reason you shouldn't be able to be Yotze with that. It doesn't have to be Dafke, the Shabbos for Purim. We juxtapose it to Purim. Most people assume that Haman came from Amalek, it's a Kriyas Amalek, so there's a connection. It doesn't necessarily have to be that particular Shabbos. Question is, are women obligated in the midst of hearing Parsha Zohar? I imagine in most of our shuls, they have another reading, usually after Musaf or something, because the women who came late, the shul sometimes do it before Mincha or something, people couldn't come to make a big fuss. I think I remember hearing once from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichron Lebracha, told us that his mother, if I'm not mistaken, I think he said his mother came from Tells, from the community of Tells. And said the women didn't even all go to shul Kol Nidre night, but Parsha Zohar, everybody came. That was a big thing. The question is, are women obligated in the midst of Parsha Zohar? So they're hearing Parsha Zohar. So the Sefer HaChinuch says explicitly in some Tov Reish Gimel, Mitzvah Tov Reish Gimel, no. Because the whole purpose of remembering what Amalek did was to be able to go to battle against them. Women are not benos mechama. Women generally don't go out to battle. So therefore, they're not exempt. The whole mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is that we should remember what they did. We should be inspired to go out to fight against them, to find them, and to wage war. And therefore, that doesn't apply to women. Women are not benos mechama. And therefore, they're exempt from the mitzvah of hearing Parsha Zohar. He says it doesn't apply. You look in the Sefer HaChinuch, say the mitzvah only applies to males. The Minchas Chinuch there, in Oz Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch has a couple of objections to the Sefer HaChinuch's conclusion. He leaves it Tzorachi, and he says, one objection is, well, who says they're related? Who says that the mitzvah of hearing Parsha Zohar is dafka so you'll go out to war? There could be one mitzvah to remember what Amalek did, a different mitzvah to go out to war. The two are not necessarily Hainu Hach. You don't have to assume the two mitzvahs are necessarily connected one to the other. So that's one of the Minchas Chinuch's objections. Truth is, if you look in the Rambam, Rambam Hilchos Melachim in Perek Hei Alocha Hei, the Rambam writes that there was a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did, and the Rambam has a lashon is kedei la'orer evoso, that we should remember the hatred and so on that they displayed. He falls a little short of saying, and therefore you should go out to war. He doesn't quite say it, so I don't know if the Rambam is agreeing with that chinuch or not. He does say that the mitzvah is to inspire our feelings of hatred towards them, to remember what they did to us. The Rambam does not quite say that the mitzvah therefore is to go out to war, yeah. Oh, correct. But in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah says in Kuf Pei Tes, he does make the link. He does make the connection. So maybe that's based on the Psukim in the Haftorah. The Haftorah for Parsha Zohar comes from Shmuel Aleph and Perek Tezvav in the beginning of the Perek. I think the Sfaradim started a pasuk earlier. But there it says that Shaul HaMelech was appointed with the task of going to fight against Amalek. And it begins, Pokarati. I remember, because it was Pokarati, I remember what Amalek did, therefore go out and fight. So based on that link, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah seems to agree that the two things are connected. But Minchas Chinuch is not so sure. You could argue that there's one mitzvah to go out to war and a different mitzvah to remember what happened to Amalek. Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out that this may be at the root of an interesting machlokas. Let's say somebody doesn't make it to shul, Parsha Zohar, somebody's sick or whatever, doesn't make it to shul this Shabbos. But he's going to come to shul, or she's going to come to shul, woman or obligated, on Purim morning. So Purim morning, the Kriyas HaTorah next Sunday morning is Vayavo Amalek, which is the story. Parsha Zohar is not the actual story. It's telling us to remember what Amalek did. But Vayavo Amalek is the actual narrative when the story happened. So you hear the Parsha Vayavo Amalek, Solomon Avram writes in that same siman, Tov Reish Peh, and said, Cotton Aleph, okay, you go sit with that. Why not? Might you hear about the story of Amalek there? So that's also good. If you didn't hear Parsha Zohar, you can hear the laying of Amalek on Purim morning. That will do the trick as well. And Mr. Brewer is not so sure. Mr. Brewer in Simchat Tazayin isn't so sure because he says, it never says there, it never says here in Parsha Zohar that we lay in the end of Kiseita, it says, Timche Ezech Amalek, it's Sivui. There in the end of Bishalach, it doesn't say, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Kimocho Emche. As I'll obliterate, I'll take care of it. Kimocho emche, Ezech Amalek doesn't give us any charge that we have to do something. So the Mishnah Berurah says, since it doesn't say that we have to do anything, just as Hashem makes a promise, maybe not Yotze with the learning from Vayavo Amalek. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Mogan Avraham. I think Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe that's the machlokas. If you hold that there's a connection between let's say the Mogan Avraham holds an Echanami, there's no connection. There's a mitzvah to remember Amalek. It's not necessarily connected to any tzivui, to any action that we have to take. So Amele, once you hear the story of Amalek and read on Purim morning by Avraham Amalek, the end of Parshas Shalom, that's good enough for to be Yotze the mitzvah. And the Shabur perhaps learns that no, the two mitzvahs are connected, so you have to lay in a kriya that links the mitzvah of remembering Amalek with the mitzvah of destroying Timcha Ezech Amalek. So that's what Soloveitchik thought, that maybe that this Chakira, whether or not the mitzvah of Yitzchus Amalek connects to the mitzvah of fighting against Amalek, in addition to the issue of women, also may make maybe an afkamin, that machlokas regarding the Kriya Satorah. The other objection Minchas Chinuch raises, even if you want to assume the mitzvahs are linked, but don't we find, the Mishnah says in Sota, now we know that there's certain people, the end of Parsha Shoftim, certain people are exempt from going out to war. If they just got married or just got engaged or they're scared or whatever thing, certain people don't go after war. But the mission Sota and of Mem Dal and Aleph, that's actually the mission starts on Mem Aleph, but this part is on Mem Dal and Beis. The mission says that when it comes, that's all true, the Chozim and Orcha Melchama, the people are exempt and go back from having to fight war, those people, that's only true in Melchamas Rishus. Melchamas Mitzvah, everybody has to go, I feel Chosam Mechadu, Kala Mechupasa. Right? Everybody has to go, all hands on deck. Men, women, everybody has to go. So the Minchas Chinuch says, well, if you're fighting against Amalek, that's a Melchamas Mitzvah too. So even if you want to hold that there is a relationship between the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek and the mitzvah of fighting against Amalek, it's not true that women are exempt from fighting Amalek. It's what the mitzvah is, Afilu B'chosam Echadu, Kala Mechupasa. Like, everybody has to go, including women. That's the Minchas Chinuch's other objection to the Sefer Chinuch's conclusions. So Soloveitchik said, perhaps you can answer that question by saying the following. What is the nature exactly of the mitzvah? You look in the Rambam there in the fifth parak of Hilchos Malachim, in Halacha Dalad, he talks about the mitzvah to destroy the Shiva Amamim. Right? There's a Kanani, the Chiti, and so on and so forth when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Interesting enough, Rashi there in Sota, just mentioned as a side point, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but the Rashi mentions in Sota what's a Mechemes Mitzvah. In that Mishnah, it says that Mechemes Rishus, that's when the Orche, the certain people were exempted from coming to fight, but from Mechemes Mitzvah, everybody has to fight. What's a Mechemes Rishus? What's a Mechemes Mitzvah? Rashi says Mechemes Mitzvah, he says, Kibush Shahar is by Yoshua. Doesn't mention Amalek. Okay. The Rambam, regarding the Shiva Amamin, says it is a mitzvah to obliterate all the people from the Shiva Amamin. And the Rambam then writes that anybody who comes upon, so any individual, even a Yochid, who comes upon someone from the Shiva Amamin, is obligated to kill that person, if you can. Okay? Then the Rambam says, we don't know anymore, the mitzvah no longer applies today. We don't know today who's a Kanani, who's a Chita, no way to know. The seven nations, and altogether there's 17 nations, so the odds are, you know, 1 in 10 at the, you know, only 1 in 10, so the average guy is probably not from them, yeah. That's a different question. Ram doesn't speak. Presumably Eretz Yisrael. But in any event, but the whole mitzvah doesn't apply to it anyway. But that's the Rambam's formulation in the Perek Hey Halacha Dalad. In Halacha Hey, the very next Halacha, the Ram says there's also a mitzvah to destroy Amalek. But there he doesn't say that there's a mitzvah on every individual every time you bump into some Amalek, you have to try and kill him. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. He also doesn't say Kvar Avad Zichron, they don't exist anymore. That's a drasha for a different time. But he doesn't say there's a mitzvah on a yochid. So our Soloveitchik thought, and he has rise in the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Abchof, when the Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they were commanded shalosh mitzvahs, three mitzvahs they were given. One is Lahamid Lahamelech, then Lahachar Zar Shalmalek, and then Livnos Beis HaBechir. We're not talking about the mitzvahs, the agricultural mitzvahs, but three national mitzvahs upon the Jewish people when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Lahamid Lamelech, and then Lahachri Zara Shalamelech, and Lidlo Son Beis HaBechira. And that's why in Haftar, right after Shalamelech, shortly after Shalamelech became the king, he was given them, I think the pasuk that the Ashkenazim don't say, the pasuk from Haftar, it says, we appointed you, we anointed you as the king, right? Osi Shlachta, Hashem Baruch Hu sent me to anoint you as the king, Shmuel said, Ramar Shmuel Shol, and the next pasuk, therefore go fight Amalek. You look it up in Perek Tezvav of Shmuel Aleph. But in any event, it's a mitzvah on the Melech. So the Salavetchik thought that it could be that whereas the mitzvah to destroy the Shiva Amin learns from the pasuk Hachrem Tachrimim, Hachrem Tachrim Osam, right? We have such a tzivoy. That's a mitzvah on an individual. But the mitzvah of destroying Amalek is only a mitzvah on the Jewish people as a whole, as a nation. It's a mitzvah on a tzibur. And for that, you need a melech for this. And that's the Gemara says. In that order, you have to have, the Gemara proves there in Sanhedrin Akhov, it's in that order. Hamid Lamelech, Lachos HaShamalek, and then build the base of mitzvah. So in Mela, one could make the case, says Rav Soloveitchik, that when it comes to why are women obligated, like that Mishnah says, that's when it's an individual mitzvah on a yachid. So therefore, women are included. The mitzvah on yachid. It's not a, like the Michalskina points out, it's not a mitzvah says Shazvan Groma. Everybody's obligated. When it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, namely with a melech and so on, then one can argue, what's the tzibur in this case? It's the people who wage war, right? It's the regular soldiers. So that taka women are exempt from. That's a good answer in the taina of the Minchas Chinuch, that women are exempt because they're not benos mechama, and this is a mitzvah on the nation with the king serving as the chief of military staff and so on and so forth, the melech, so then women are taka exempt. Then, just end off with one thing, Rav said something else, there's a sifra in Parashat Kiposai, which says based on the double language, Zohar and Lo Tishkach, the Gemara discusses it too, that the mitzvah is Shateshona Bepicha. It's not only the lave that we have to remember, but also Shateshona Bepicha. And it said, the Ravid in his commentary on the sifra, it sounds like it understands that it's talking about learning. You have to learn. So if it's connected to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that might be another reason why women are potter, because they're potter from Talmud Torah, and that would be another reason why women are exempt. Okay, I wish you have a good day. I wrote the weather. So you wrote.